Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from everyday office etiquette, bullying, to handling pet peeves. Also, we remind you to initiate acts of kindness. If you are listening live, call 917-889-7821. And here is your host, communication and socialization expert, speaker, and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Saturday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Miss Donna, and today is Sunday, November 25th, 2017. We are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia. This evening, on our After Black Friday show, Gift Advisor Tawanda Quarles will give us advice about selecting wonderful educational gifts for our children. So please stay tuned. Well, once again, I'd like to welcome our new listeners as well as our loyal listeners. Thank you so much for being a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. We are always so delighted that you take time to spend part of your evening with us. And we know we're blessed to have listeners of all ages. And since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway, I always like to start by defining exactly what etiquette is. And etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior. And by using these rules, people make living together more pleasant and comfortable. Now, I don't know about you if that's what you want or not, but it is certainly what I want. Well, the word etiquette itself comes from an old French word meaning ticket. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I always certainly say kudos to Charles I and II. Well, once again, happy Saturday. Thank you for joining us this evening on our special Saturday edition. I bet some of you have probably been out shopping all day, not to mention those of you that probably shopped on yesterday, which was Black Friday. But I tell you what, you are certainly in for a treat this evening. You won't even have to go out shopping after we speak with Miss Tawanda. Tawanda, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy Saturday to you.
Thank you. Happy Saturday to you as well.
Thank you. It's been a really good and happy Saturday because I have not been anywhere near a mall. What about yourself?
No, ma'am, I have not.
No, I am sure it is really something out there, not to mention what happened on yesterday. I saw a few of the stories, and always, you know, it's always the same, all the issues that happen on Black Fridays and the people who camp out overnight or in the wee hours of the morning trying to get bargains. But listen, you all sit back, relax. Ms. Tawanda is going to tell you how you can avoid having to do all of that. So, Tawanda, if you would just take a moment to just tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
My name is Tawanda. I have two children. I am married. My kids are 9. That's my son. And my daughter is my 4-year-old. Who I consider my boss lady that likes to tell me what to do and how to do it and when to do it. I am a stay-at-home mom who at the moment I am an electrician, and I also am an independent consultant for Usborne Books, which I truly love because I'm big into education, and that's pretty much it.
Wonderful. So you mentioned the company, which is Usborne Books, and of course you're going to be talking about making sure that all the listeners are familiar with Usborne Books. Can you tell, just kind of start out by telling the audience, just sharing a little bit about the products and why they're special to you? Because, of course, they wouldn't be special to you. If they weren't special to you, then you certainly wouldn't be representing that brand. So so if you can just kind of tell them just a little bit about, you know, the inventory.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I actually joined the company. I met this lady down in Peachtree City, and she was selling the books. And I'm big into books. My children get books every year for Christmas and birthdays. And I originally bought a book for my son, which was teaching him how to code, so that I didn't have to keep paying for him to go to coding class that we could never get to on time on Saturday mornings because he played baseball. And so I bought him this book. And it was an awesome book. And as I was flipping through that book, I bought my daughter a book also that was called That's Not My Unicorn. And it's a touchy, silly book. And as I'm engaging with my children, reading and listening to them, and it was just like, okay, these are some awesome books. And as I purchased more, I just realized that they were more than just books. That, first of all, they enlighten the kids. They bring joy. They're colorful. And so that's what made me really want to actually get into the company. And as I started purchasing more books, I found out that they were quite useful, whether your child is in a public school or a private school setting, or if they're homeschooled. There are books that you can use on all the aspects, whether you just want to have fun with them or if they're trying to learn something. And so that's why I got into it, and I actually love the product, really, really love it, and so does my kids.
And that's a really good testimony, because the kids are really the ones who are the determining factor in whether you have a good product or not. And, of course, we know that with education, it's really important that when kids are learning, it's really important for it to be fun, you know, because if it's not a fun learning process, then the children are bored and they don't want to, you know, participate in the class or anything like that. But I noticed you said that your son is 9 years of age and you purchased a book on coding. So if you can, just kind of let the audience know a little bit about the age range of the products for the children.
So some of the books, you have books that start for the babies. So that is from ages 0 on up to your bigger kids that are 16. They even have, for the babies, you range in the books that are for that hook on to strollers. They also have cloth books for babies. So they have the textured pieces on the books. So the baby is actually able to chew on the book and it will not mess the book up. And you're able to read it to them. And then it moves on into the toddlers, where they have the touch and feel books that are really good for sensory and just explaining different things to them so they can, you know, grasp different things. Then as you move into your bigger kids who are learning to read, they work a lot on phonics, on phonetic structure. And with that, you also have questions in the back of a lot of the books, reading comprehension questions to make sure, because a lot of times, even though a child can read, they're not comprehending what they're reading. Their books do a great job in also combining reading comprehension with some of their books. They also have a set that's a Mommy and Me, where the parent reads a section, and then the child would read the next section. And it helps to incorporate bonding time between mom and the baby, and it allows you to see where faults may be with your child. As for me, those who know me personally know that our daughter, who is 4, we have her in speech therapy because sometimes some things you're not able to clearly understand exactly what she's saying. For us as parents, we know going forward, you have to be able to sound out your words. Even though she knows the sounds the letters make, other people have to be able to hear them, and she has to be able to hear them to be able to sound out words and be able to spell them. So you have to be able to enunciate them clearly. If not, she won't hear them. And so I do use the product in addition to her seeing a speech therapist to help her with her speech delay. You also have coloring books that are both for young people and adults. There's a wide range of almost everything. So their books, their selection kind of targets everyone so that, you know, no one is left out.
Sure. So what I want to do now, and in case you're just joining us, you are listening to a special Saturday edition of What is Etiquette Anyway? We're speaking with gift advisor Tawanda Quarles. She's talking about wonderful gift ideas, educational gift ideas for children. And in case you are wanting to send us a message, you can send it to etiquetteladies@gmail.com, etiquetteladies@gmail.com. We've already received a few of these, Tawanda, so I want to go ahead and get started. So we can make sure we have enough time to provide an answer to some of the questions or comments that we have. The first one, it says, Etiquette Lady, thanks for the info you bring each week. I really enjoy your variety of topics, and my family and I look forward each week to listening together. I hate Black Friday shopping, and I have 2 toddlers. Please ask your guests, what are the best educational toys for a 3- and 4-year-old who is not in school yet? And Ms. Donna, keep up the good work. This comes from Marilyn Wafer from D.C. Marilyn, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Ms. Marilyn. So I would say for your 3- and your 4-year-old, I'm going to give you 2 options. One is books, and then the other would be a learning tablet. And you might be asking, what is a learning tablet? As I was saying, you know, I work with my daughter and her speech therapist, and we use the learning palette quite often for both my 4-year-old and for my 9-year-old. So a learning palette is a tool, but to the kids, they think it's a game, which is great, and it helps to reinforce different things. So it teaches numbers, colors, shapes. It teaches phonics. It teaches long and short vowel sounds. It teaches your child rhyming words. It teaches your baby how to spell. There's little pieces, and depending on what you're working with, so if you're working on a rhyming card, there would be an outer ring and then an inner ring. And on the outer ring would be where you would place these little discs. And on the inner circles, there's colors. So the baby would have to know whether they would have to work on their colors, whether or not the circle is open or closed. And then when you flip it over, after you do the whole thing, when you flip it over, it's self-correcting. So it also helps promote, it helps a child to get from getting frustrated, you as a parent from getting frustrated with your child, and it helps them, it keeps them from being embarrassed if they get a wrong answer because just they can see it and they can see where they went wrong, and you as a parent can see where they went wrong and help them better. And if you have, those would be my suggestions for you working
so
on.
They sound like they're really hands-on. It sounds like the products are really hands-on. Is that correct?
They are. Yes, ma'am, they are.
Great. Yeah, that is really great. Okay, so thanks, Marilyn, for that. Here's one that says, Etiquette Lady, please ask your guest, to what type of sensory products are best for children who are borderline autistic? Thanks. And then it has, what is the age suggested by your guest for these products? and this comes from Desiree D. in Atlanta, and you've actually answered the product age range, which, you know, you service babies to 16. But what would you say, or what type of sensory products do you have? This child is borderline autistic.
So you definitely have, as I said before, the ones that do the touch and feel, those are very great. You also have the books that have the signs, I mean, the sounds. So like one in general is Jungle Sounds, and it helps for the child to, you know, hear the different sounds that the animals make. You also have, depending on their level of autism, like I know we used the learning palette at my daughter's daycare, and one of the children, that the learning palette didn't work so well for him, but the sounds worked better for him. But he's highly functioning autistic. So I would say between those, just depending on, you know, how your child is, you know, at the end of the day, we all know how our child interacts with different things. So I would just play around with those and see how he does. And then you can do the board books. And the board books are very sturdy, so you won't have to worry about so much with him tearing them because they're really thick pages.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I hope that helps. Here's one that says, hello, my name is Carrington, and my family and I listen to your show quite often. My daughter was diagnosed with autism, and we've been trying to find books that would be helpful and interest her. Do you have any that would suit her? And this comes from Carrington in Massachusetts. Thanks, Carrington.
Thank you, Ms. Carrington. And so, like I said for the other young lady that sent in, I would also try the books that make noise, your touch and feel books. And if the child, you know, holds a pencil well, it's highly functioning. I would also try working with the dry erase books. I would try those. The fingerprint, you know, you have the activities with the fingerprint, so it has the little stampers. I would work with those. Some of the books also have the lift and C flaps. So I would also try those as well.
Okay. All right, great. I remember you also mentioned something that was very key and something that I teach all the time, and that's building self-esteem. I know you mentioned that the children, you know, so that they won't be embarrassed. And it is so important that we do, you know, build our children's self-esteem. And oftentimes if they find that they've gotten a problem wrong or they've written a sentence and it's incorrect or something, we want to be really careful about how we tell them that it is incorrect. So we want to say, instead of, you know, reprimanding them, saying, oh, I can't believe you got that wrong, we want to say, well, listen, that is not right, so let's try it again, and because I know you know how to do it. So I'm real big on building self-esteem, so that was really good when you had mentioned one of the activities, you know, just kind of making sure that they are not going to be embarrassed. And talk about that again. I think you did you have like a kids, what it was, something keys or something like that, I think, that is good for, I guess, correcting, self-correcting or something, maybe, product like that?
So you have the learning palettes, which are self-correcting, which my son uses for his math, which can also be used for phonics. And he also uses what we what are called learning wrap-ups, and they look like little keys. And they come in subtraction, multiplication, addition, and addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. And then they also have them for the states. And what it does is it helps the child memorize things so that they can do, you know, process things faster, especially when they're doing multiplication, so when they're learning their times tables. And on the back, it self-corrects also. So when you flip it over, there's a little pattern. And if you stay within that pattern, then you know that, you know, you're doing it correctly. And if you deviate from the pattern, then you can kind of go back and see, you know, where you went wrong and where you need to correct yourself. And then you can continue again until you get to the end. And that works really well. I've learned as a parent, just with my own, my 9-year-old, because some days I'm like, I know you should know this. And I get frustrated and he gets frustrated. And now we're on two different levels and he has shut down. And now it's, we're not getting anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so I use that with him to help, you know, keep that open, and then I can gauge whether or not he needs my help, and then we can talk about it without me screaming at him. And,
and him, and that's wanting what to I scream do. Back at you, huh?
Right.
And I know parents that are listening, because we have a lot of parents that listen to this show, so I know parents are thinking, oh, wow, that sounds like me. That sounds like me. So in other words, parents, to be able to eliminate some of your frustration, these products sound like they are great. And in case you are just joining us, we're talking to Tawanda Quarles. She's given us some wonderful ideas on some educational gifts that will last long after the holiday season is up. And, of course, when it comes to education, you know, education is so key, and we want it to be fun. We want the kids to love learning, because that's when they will be so open, you know, to learning at all times. Also, I did hear you say that at your daughter's daycare, you were using some particular books and products. Would it be good for some of the daycare directors or owners to reach out to you and take a look at these products?
Oh, yes, ma'am. And if they have any questions, you're always please feel free to contact me. And if I don't know the answer, I can always try to find the answer, you know, through somebody else.
And if you would just take a moment to let them know how to contact you. Give them your email and your website, if you would do that, so they can reach out directly to you.
Yes, ma'am. My email is jrmc2013@gmail.com. And once again, that's J as in January, R as in rabbit, A is in apple, N is in Nancy, D is in dog, 2013@gmail.com. They can email me, and I do respond back pretty quickly. Or they can go to the link and view the book, and that's at www.g6036.myubam.com.
Okay, and we're gonna be right back.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Call us at 917-889-7821. Now back to the show.
Okay, so in case you're just joining us, we're talking to gift advisor Tawanda Quarles. She's giving us some great suggestions on educational selections that you can give away this year as gifts. There is one more on here. It says, please ask your guest about books from age zero. And this just comes from Carmen. Carmen, thank you. So she's wanting
Carmen.
To know, yeah, what are the best books for age zero? Some other parents could be wondering, too. Ooh.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So, for your babies, you have quite a few options. You have, if you're on the site, you can see the baby's very first noisy book, which is on the farm. The Jungle Book, which is doing the animals that live in the jungle. They work on colors, shapes, There's a wide variety, even as I said, for even the babies, who like to put stuff in their mouth. They have books that accommodate them, where the words, it's a cloth book, and the words are written on and printed inside of the book. And so if the baby chews on it, you're okay with it. So you have quite a few different books for your children. And like I said, a lot of the books are very colorful, so they're eye-catching for both parents and children. So I think they're definitely books that you as parents will enjoy as well as your children.
Mm-hmm. And I know you mentioned that your both of your children, one is 4 and one is 9. And if you could just tell us real quickly, what do you think may be the favorite book, if you will, for your children or activity kit for your children?
For my daughter, she loves both the Learning Palette, but she also loves the Muddle and Match books. And what those books are, they allow for creativity and imagination. It allows you to read the book, but you're able to interchange faces, colors, job titles, or whatever. So it'd be whether they're construction workers, whether they're ballerinas, they're plumbers. It allows you to be able to change the faces with the bodies of the people. So it shows kids that, hey, whether you're a woman, man, boy, girl, you can be almost anything you want to be. And so a lot of the books help to inspire as well as promote literacy. And I think that's why I really enjoy them. For my son, his would be both the chess and the coding, because he took really well to coding and he wants to learn how to play chess. So I actually bought him a book that teaches him how to play chess. So my next thing now is to purchase the chess set. He'll get that for Christmas.
Which really sounds like the line addresses just a wide variety of different subject matter. So I think that's great. Well, guys, listen, thank you for joining us today on this Saturday. Let me just tell you now that tomorrow we will actually have Ms. Tawanda come back, and she's going to talk about some of the products that are for adults and families. So today we primarily concentrated on the little ones, since generally most people shop for the little ones first. So we're going to talk about some other family products that you can use as a family and adults as well. So you certainly don't want to miss that. We will be back on tomorrow. But thank you, Tawanda, for enlightening us about some wonderful educational products. And guys, I want to thank you so much for supporting our show, for listening. Those of you, of course, that send us messages, we certainly do appreciate it. Even those of you that are joining us for the first time, as well as our loyal listeners who tune in each time we're on, we're so glad that you are a part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have a topic that you would like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. We'll try to do all we can to make that happen for you. Remember the golden rule of etiquette, which is treat others the way you want to be treated. Please continue to tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen as well. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, okay? Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. Happens to be one of my favorite proverbs. Comes from Proverbs 3:3. And initiate a random act of kindness this week, okay? Thanks again for tuning in. Please tune in tomorrow at the same time, and you'll be in for an additional treat of what you can purchase along these lines for the family and for adults, okay? Again, thanks again. We'll talk to you on tomorrow. Good night. Take care. God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we'll discuss another exciting topic.